This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We're listening to music from the movie The Red Violin from a few years ago. It won the Academy Award for its composer, John Corigliano. But Corigliano was not a neophyte. He has been composing music since the 1960s, and he's won most of the major prizes, including the Pulitzer in 2001 for his Second Symphony. Jonathan Mitchell talked with John Corigliano and asked him which composer first made him go, whoa.
Before John Corigliano won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001 for his Symphony No. 2, before he composed his Oscar-winning score for The Red Violin, and before he became one of America's most successful classical composers, he was a boy who listened.
When I was a kid, in the early 50s, the LP record just came out. And I sort of fell in love with contemporary music by listening to Aaron Copland. Well, the first recording that I really got excited about was the gunfight scene from Billy the Kid. I played it over and over again because, first of all, it had a great bass drum that hit as the gunshots were done, and snare drum, da-da-da-da-da-da, and bang, the bass drum. Then a simple little melody, barroom melody, happened, and it was like a player piano, like a, you know, piano roll, excepting that it wasn't, because Copland did these very interesting things with it in terms of having the tremolo not in the piano but in the strings, so it sounded half like the piano was doing a tremolo and half not. And I started playing these on the piano and trying to figure out how he got these very ingenious things happening out of simple C major chords.
He went to the library and took out the score and tried to figure out what Copland was doing that made his music so unusually beautiful.
How at the very opening he did this very strange doubling of a fifth and an octave with an oboe and two clarinets in such a way that it really didn't sound like anything else. And I think that kind of simplicity fascinated me, how you could do something with so little that was so fresh, and really started me thinking about composing.
Corigliano was so taken with this sound that he imitated it in his earliest orchestral works. The music you're hearing now is from his first orchestral piece, written when he was in his early 20s. It's called Tournaments. By the time Corigliano wrote this piece in the turbulent mid-60s, it wasn't exactly the music of rebellion. But for the music he was imitating, that's exactly what it was. And in order to understand why, consider the music that the Germans were making in the late 19th century.
German music in the late 19th century was becoming very chromatic, just by its nature. They had had hundreds of years of tonal writing, and the way to get more interesting for them was to become more chromatic. And I think that the American school of composing really came pretty definitely from France. In the 20s, Americans were going over to Europe, and especially Paris, and getting a lot of craft and a lot of rebellion in the way that the 20th century French world was, with Stravinsky being there and Copland being there, as well as, of course, Ravel and Mio and the French composers. And coming back to the United States, they felt very strongly about establishing something American in their music.
This new American style emphasized the country's folk music traditions and strove for a broad appeal while retaining a musical sophistication.
Copland was a very populist, great populist, and although he was an aristocratic composer, he also felt it very important to speak to the people, but to say something interesting, not just simple-minded, but simple. If you look at Appalachian Spring, Copland picking a melody with a text that almost symbolizes Americana, the gift to be simple, a Shaker hymn, and accompanying it only with not the typical chords of the thirds, but chords of seconds, fourths, fifths, and sevenths. If you harmonize something in traditional manners, you harmonize it by cadences, which have to do with the tonic chord and the dominant, the subdominant, and then other chords too, but those are the main chords. And they're triads, and they're built of chains of thirds. So in the 20th century, composers were experimenting with what would happen if I did a chain of fourths instead of a chain of thirds, for example, and got a chord that wasn't a traditional chord. What would happen if I used seconds and sevenths and fourths to harmonize? And I think American music loved that, and a lot of American composers did that, and Aaron Copland's most famous, in a sense, for codifying that language. In that time, in the United States, there was a wonderful feeling of optimism and a wonderful feeling of the people, in which we appreciated this country and the greatness of this country. And that's probably gone for most composers. The kind of disillusionment that started happening with Korea and Vietnam and all these other kinds of wars, I think, turned people away from that gentleness. And it's sad in a way because some very great music was written in those times. And in a sense, they're played as nostalgia pieces now. But I think that it's very beautiful.
For Studio 360, I'm Jonathan Mitchell.
You can find out more about John Corleano and about Aaron Copland at studio360.org. Sarah Fischko curates our series on living composers and the music they love.